Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day it is. Let me encourage you from the book of Psalm, chapter 119 and verse 97. It says, "Oh, how I love your law. I meditate on it all day long." It is Charles Spurgeon who said, "Nobody ever outgrows scripture. The book widens and deepens with our years." And that's so true. My dear brothers and sisters, the Bible is truly an amazing book. It has rightfully been called the Book of Books. The first book ever printed was the Bible, the German Gutenberg Bible, between the years 1450 and 1455. Today, it is printed in more than 600 languages, and portions of it are printed in more than 1,000 tongues and dialects. It has long been the world's bestseller. In addition to being God's love letter and self-disclosure of Himself, the Bible clearly spells out His plan for our redemption and restored fellowship. It is also our final authority for all matters of faith, morals, and practice. Through the inspired Word, God, the Holy Spirit, illuminates and guides believers in the Christian walk, and also prepares them for their future heavenly destination. My dear brothers and sisters, our finite minds will never be able to comprehend all of the teaching of Scripture, but the essential truths related to our redemption and Christ-like living cannot be misunderstood. It was Abraham Lincoln who once observed and said, "Read the Bible for whatever reason you can accept, and take the rest on faith, and you will live and die a better man." Hallelujah. It was George Miller who said, "The vigor of our spiritual life will be in exact proportion to the place held by the Word in our life and thoughts." So, my dear brothers and sisters, determine to give the Bible a greater place and priority in your life, and you will never be the same. Amen. Hallelujah. It is the law of God. Psalmist David says, "Oh, how I love your law. I meditate on it all day long." Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have created and added into our lives. We are highly grateful to you. Lord, we are honored to be called the sons and daughters of the Most High God. And Lord, I pray that, Lord, today you will create within us that hunger for your word, hunger to know you better than what we knew you yesterday. Today we'll have a greater revelation of your word. And I pray, Abba Father God, that your Holy Spirit who lives within us will illuminate our minds, will teach us your word. The anointing that is within us will teach us all things in Jesus' name. Lord God Almighty, that your word will be a rampart and a shield and a refuge to us today. And I thank you for that. Lord God Almighty, I pray, Lord Jesus, that today as your people step out into their jobs, into their businesses and running the errands for the day, I pray that your great grace and glory will abound over their lives. You will bless them. You will be with them. You will uphold them with your right righteous hand. You will keep them from any and every appearance of evil in the name of Jesus. I pray for the ones who may be grappling with their health. I release your anointing of healing to flow from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet in the mighty name of Jesus. For by your wounds and by your stripes we were healed, your word says. And we believe your word, we trust your word, and we know that we can stand on the promises of the word of God, knowing that healing is our birthright. And we thank you for that, God. We give you all the praise, we give you all glory, honor, dominion, power, authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead in the presence of God. God bless you, and bye for now.